On orders of Pakistan's Supreme Court, authorities reopened Islamabad's Lal Masjid, or Red Mosque. The mosque was closed in July after a week-long siege ended when commandos stormed the building and a nearby religious school complex housing militants. More than 100 people were killed. 2 weeks after the raid, officials tried to reopen the mosque but closed it just a few hours later after violent clashes broke out between police and protesters who tried to reoccupy the mosque. That same day, a suicide bomber targeted police, killing 14 people. The government tore down the religious school after the attack. In an interview released by Pakistan's Jio Television, President Musharraf said the government had never been against reopening the mosque, but he said 200 to 300 militants had been trying to take over the mosque under the guise of religion, something he would not tolerate.
We will not allow anyone to take over the control of the mosque. It is just a mosque. The cleric should have normal worship there, and it should not be used for violent propaganda.
The Red Mosque was known for preaching an extreme interpretation of Islam and a Taliban-style movement. One of the radical clerics who ran the mosque, Abdul Rashid Ghazi, was killed in the July siege. His deputy and brother, Abdul Aziz, tried to escape, dressed in a woman's burqa, a Muslim garment, but was captured. The Supreme Court decided Tuesday to reopen the mosque after hearing petitions from relatives of the two clerics. Since the raid, Pakistan has suffered a series of suicide bombings and attacks against security forces that have killed hundreds of people. Since the 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States, Mr. Musharraf has made Pakistan an important ally of Washington in the fight against terrorists and extremists, support that has upset many in the country who view the U.S. war on terror as a war against Muslims. Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden is believed to be hiding in the border area of Pakistan and Afghanistan with the support of sympathetic locals. In a tape released in September, he vowed retaliation against Mr. Musharraf for the assault on the Red Mosque. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Islamabad.